sat on the kitchen table back at home, there's a vase. And in that vase are some sunflowers that I bought about a week ago at the local co-op. Every now and again, I have a romantic gesture within me somewhere, and I go and buy something for Lou. This time it was sunflowers. But you know what? The sunflowers are starting to fade. They're starting to perish and wilt and die. They're not going to last an awful lot longer. That happens with an awful lot of things in life, really, doesn't it? A lot of things that we begin to try and do in life. Eventually, our efforts fade, wither, perish, dry up. We don't manage to stick at it. But that doesn't have to be the case when it comes to displaying Christian characteristics in our lives. And let me read to you today's verses from 1 Peter chapter 1. Let me start off with verse 22. It says this: "Since you have purified yourselves by your obedience to the truth, so that you show sincere brotherly love for each other, from a pure heart, love one another constantly." That's quite the command, isn't it? Since you have purified yourself by your obedience to the truth, we thought about this in the last bite size. Since you've basically obeyed the call of the gospel and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, love one another constantly. That's hard to do, isn't it? That's really hard to do. We can love one another from time to time, but to do it constantly, that's not easy at all. And yet, we can do it. Here's what these verses go on to say. From a pure heart, love one another constantly. Verse 23, because you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like a flower of the grass. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this word is the gospel that was proclaimed to you. You see, it doesn't have to be the case that our love for one another as Christians withers and dies, perishes. No, it can go on. It can go on, not because of something inherently wonderful about us, but because we have believed in the gospel, we have trusted in Jesus Christ, and therefore we have been born again in union with him. We've been born again, not of perishable seed, but imperishable. Perishable seed is a seed that something grows from it, but it doesn't last. Imperishable seed, well, something grows from that and it never perishes or dies. We have been born of imperishable seed through the living and enduring word of God, the gospel. So our love for one another need not be like grass in a field that springs up and dies, like flowers in the meadow that look beautiful for a while, but then as autumn comes, they disappear. No, our love can go on because the word of the Lord, the gospel that is at work in our lives, endures forever. So when you're struggling to love other Christians, love those around you, to obey this, for love each other from a pure heart constantly, when you're struggling to do it, look again to the gospel. Look again to Christ. Remember, you're united to him. You've been born again into a life that will never end, a life now characterized by love one another. Seek God's help to live the life that you now have of loving your brothers and sisters in Christ and your neighbor as well.